Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You are listening to Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
We're talking with Max Cavalera from Soulfly here at El Corazon. It's Metal Shop here on The Rock. I got to ask this question. It's kind of a weird question, but I feel like we're in a time of information age where we're just getting so much just thrown at us through, like, you know, negative news, political stuff, and just, like, disinformation and everything. And I know that you're someone who's always been very vocal about politics, very vocal about speaking out. How do you balance staying aware of things but also staying healthy, your mental, and, like, allowing yourself to, like, not just get sucked into everything and just being going crazy?
Well, the thing I got going for me is that I don't have a phone.
Nice. Okay. Which is like, there you go.
Which is really wild. My son was talking to me the other day. He's like, "Dad, you're the only guy I know in the world that doesn't have a phone." It's insane how wild that is. Like, everywhere you look, the people with the phone, and yep, you don't have one. And I think that's awesome that you don't have that. You know, I just don't have the need for it.
Yeah.
You know, it's like Gloria has a phone and she gets all the messages and stuff.
Go.
And so that takes a lot of the stress away.
Yeah.
I'm not looking at, you know, Instagram and shit like that. Kind of a caveman, man, you know, a little bit. So
it can be a time suck.
It's kind of cool.
It can make us go crazy.
You know, it's, and in the other hand, you know, it's works a little bit also for me, because I think I'm a little, like, maybe harder to you don't see so much stuff posted, like other people doing other bands, you know.
Yeah.
Like, it's so I keep my privacy. It's kind of cool.
Sure.
As far as politics go, I hate politics, man.
Yeah.
That's how I wrote Primitive for. It doesn't matter who gets there. They're all, like, they end up being corrupt. It's just like in Brazil, you know.
Oh yeah.
So I don't, you know, it's like I stay away from, I don't know any politicians, so I stay away from, I mean, the only politician I know and you know, is a guy, he's not really very political, is the president of the Navajo Nation.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You know, he's a fan.
That's
he's awesome. He's the only one that I know that's kind of like that, but he's awesome. He's a cool guy. He loves what he does, and he works for the kids.
That's amazing.
For the youth, you know, and
this local politics is more important than the big thing.
Yeah.
You know, so
I mean, I really don't care for that, man. You know,
I hear
like
you.
People want to, you know, to me, that's the same as kind of like race, you know, like somebody's is yellow, black, red. Us, I think in metal, we're all brothers,
yeah,
you know, and we're all in the same tribe, you know, and we all like love the disconnection of the passion for heavy music connects us all. And that is bigger, stronger than race, creed, politics, beliefs. You know, so a fan of mine, you know, he might like Trump or he might like Obama or whatever. It doesn't matter. We like the metal.
Yeah, you're unified through that, you know.
And literally more and more, I'm more and more in tune with metal and with the fans as the time goes by. We did the last show in Petaluma.
Mm-hmm.
It was like Saturday night, and it was such a cool vibe that I had to say something on to the crowd. So I went up to the mic and say, you know, like, I just want to tell you guys that I've been doing this for 30 years.
Yeah.
And nights like tonight is why I do what I do.
Yeah.
Is the full reason of it. It's worth it of every heartache, every bullshit that you go through in life to get to that. Just to share with the fans the way we did at that show. And I hope there'll be more shows on this tour like that, you know.
That's killer.
Because that was, just a real connection with the fans.
Oh, yeah.
And it's fucking great. I love it, man.
You can't make that up, man.
Yeah, and it's seriously
real.
like like an amazing feeling to be out on the stage singing those songs with them and sharing that passion that we have for metal with them. It's like there's nothing that compares to it.
Okay. Yeah, man. That's got to be an incredible feeling for you. And dude, that record Ritual, it was a badass record.
Thank you. Yeah.
And I don't want to put you on the clock here, but it seems like every couple of years we get a badass Soulfly record. Anything coming up? Anything brewing for another record?
I got riffs going. You know, I got a lot of like I write riffs all the time. I'm riff man, riff lord. You know, so it's like I have a lot of riffs putting away a lot. I want to work with the new Soulfly record a little bit more than we did on Ritual with the guys. And so I think this year we're going to tour a lot. So,
yeah.
You know, I think there's some European stuff, some festivals. Also, I'm doing Beneath the Remains and Arise with my brother.
Dude.
I think we're bringing that to America finally.
Amazing.
Because we've been to Australia, South America, and Europe, and they went nuts. People lost their shit, you know. America has to see this. It is such a cool thing.
Absolutely.
You know, it's the closest thing you get to the real thing. It's with me and Igor, and it's very powerful. And so I think this year we're going to, like, do most of touring. But eventually at some point when I have a break, I probably will start, you know, writing the new Soulfly. I'm a huge metal freak, metal fan, and, you know, I love the stuff that's coming out right now.
Yeah, what have you been digging, man?
I love the new Gay Creeper, man.
Oh,
you know,
yeah,
that's a great record.
It's got those heavy mid-tempo riffs.
It was a little bit different than I expected. Like, it's slower than the first record.
Oh, yeah.
But I think that's really cool, you know. I discovered this band the other day called Off Fire.
Okay.
Yeah, they sounded like Entombed.
Oh.
So they're really cool. I think people should check them out. I'm sure they're from Scandinavia.
Yeah.
They have to be from that.
Off Fire?
Off Fire.
Okay.
Yeah.
Off Fire, okay.
And then I'm listening to also a lot of obscure, like, some obscure black metal that I really enjoy. Stuff like Zjuder and Jurgahal.
Oh, yeah.
All of them.
Some,
like,
grimy stuff.
They all cover old Sepult tracks from Morbid Visions
era.
That's
cool,
They worship that those records that we made at that time. And that's really cool. And
I bet you'd make their day by telling them that you're into their band.
I haven't met them yet, but yeah, it's cool. I know that they do that, you know.
Yeah,
so,
totally.
And then we meet a lot of other people on tour. You know, we met the guys from Dark Funeral. They always come to our shows and Behemoth.
That's cool that you're like plugged in still and like loving and finding and still like digging for that next thing that you're falling in love with.
To get in touch with them and get their shirts and wear it.
I want to hear you do a radio show.
What's that?
I want to hear you do a radio show.
A radio show,
I want to hear your radio show and see what's on your playlist.
Right, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of cool stuff out there, man. You know, a lot of, you know, I like Homewrecker, Feather and Bone.
Oh, yeah.
You know, all this, there's a lot of Nails. Nails is great. You know, I can't wait for the new record.
Todd was on one of your songs.
Yeah.
Sodomite.
Yep. And, you know, there's also this band from Belgium I've been getting into called Carnation.
Cool.
They sound a lot like, also like, old Entombed.
Kind of a theme there.
Yeah. And we play some shows with Memoriam, which is Carl from Botro.
Yeah,
you know?
And Benediction.
Yeah, that was great.
That's
that
awesome.
I got to hang out with Carl a little bit and pick his brain a little bit about Botro. Like, why are you so good? Why is Botro so good?
Yeah.
You know? So that was cool. I like to pick other musicians' brains. I need to do that with Joe Grind.
Oh, yeah.
You know, sometimes I ask them for a list of their favorite metal album of all time, or I did that with the Suffolk guys. You know, they make them make me lists.
Dig into
this,
man.
This is weird. What do you mean? What do you want a list for? I just want to know what you listen to, man.
Dude.
You know what gets you?
Yeah.
What gets you to do what you do? Where is the source? You know, where what you drink to get to that sound? You know, like what's the poison?
You're
like,
thirsty for it, dude.
Right?
Yeah.
So.
You need that energy.
That's cool, you know. And my kids also they know a lot of these bands, like Full of Hell,
yeah,
Gate Creeper. They're friends with all of them, and Igor actually is the one that they introduced me to a lot of these bands. And,
killer,
and it was cool, you know. Like, and I didn't know much about Full of Hell, any of those bands, and I love it. I think it's killer what these guys are doing, you know. And so I love all the old school stuff still very much. Like, you know, Napalm Death, Celtic Frost, Hellhammer, Possessed, you know. And I like all the new stuff, too. Like, I'm not one of those guys that trapped only in the past. Like, some guys are like that, you know. They only like old.
Yeah?
They don't like nothing new, you know. They don't have nothing good to say about new stuff.
But you got that thirst for new.
I'm not like that. Like,
yeah.
Like, Zabalba, you know, yeah. I love their stuff. And you know, so it's... always kind of like keep my ears open to new stuff, like the Odd Fire stuff.
Yeah,
that was killer. Like, that came out of nowhere. I was like, listen to it. It's like, damn, this is cool.
So we covered the heavy stuff, Max, but I gotta ask, dude, is there anything that might surprise a fan that Max Cavalera listens to? Anything that's not heavy? Anything that's just like kind of maybe anything in your CD collection or record collection that people would be like, wow,
likes. Yeah, I listen to a lot of. World music and dub, you know, and stuff like that. It's a lot of instrumental.
Yeah.
You got to have patience. Like, I play for people, they don't like it.
Yeah.
They automatically goes, what is this, you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes when I'm driving with my son Zion to practice, I'm jamming some of the and he goes, what the hell you're listening to, man?
Sometimes you got to mix
this
it up. Yeah.
This is depressive or whatever, yeah. You know? But, you know, I love stuff like that, Can Dance and... Massive Attack, you know, and like, I also been getting into a lot of kind of like rock stuff, you know, especially like 70s kind of rock is really cool, you know, you listen to some of Joe Walsh and stuff like that, Eagles or whatever, man, it's cool, it's there's a lot of
a
cool
bit more
stuff.
Chill stuff,
but always end up going back to
metal,
always have to, you know, Link Ray, that's one guy I really love.
Yeah,
you know, he passed away unfortunately, but I dig his style a lot.
Totally,
I think it was great, man. You know, it was really
that surf guitar, right?
Ahead of his time, man. You know, like I can listen to his forever. It's great.
That's cool.
It's really really cool, especially like touring the U.S.
Oh
you
yeah,
know, it's like highways. And
yeah,
when we go to the south is really cool. You know,
absolutely, man.
Yeah, I really enjoy touring the U.S. I love the. The vibe here, you know.
That's cool.
It's I think America underneath is very metal. People don't think that from the outside because they see a lot of hip hop.
Yeah.
And pop, but underneath is very.
There's
metal.
A grimy underneath
it's
metal.
Very
yeah.
Metal
layered.
And it's very rooted in rock and roll.
Yeah.
You know, it's like forever. It's always been like that here. You know, you see, you could watch old footage of like Van Halen, Deep Purple playing those big festivals.
Yeah.
You know, and stuff. So. I like that about the States a lot, you know. So, I really just enjoy being alive and playing metal, you know. That's
hell yeah.
That's like, I'm not, I don't have many like big wishes, guys.
You got a cool fucking job, Max.
I have a cool job. I don't care for like Grammys and other stuff that some other people care about.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit about any of that. I just like to get on the stage, make my fans happy,
get that connection, yeah.
Feel the vibe and support the metal as much as I can.
Play the riffs.
The best,
Dude. Dude, just a couple more questions for you, man. And all right, this is kind of a like a concept question. So let's say you're like Back to the Future style, right? You can get in that and go to any band at any era of their life. What band would you love to play in for one night during any era? Like say like Death during their human era or, you know, Slayer during, you know, Reign of Blood. What band would you want to play in for one night during what era?
That's a good one, man. Well, probably would have been really cool. Yeah, you know, I'm sure most people say Sabbath.
Sure.
The Sabbath.
Oh yeah.
Era. I'm gonna go a little more dirty, Motorhead.
Yeah,
probably. Yeah, especially the Ace of Spades era. You know.
Oh yeah,
Just be hanging out with those guys.
You wouldn't be remembering that after the night, though.
You walk in the street, and people would literally be scared.
Oh, yeah.
They just look so badass on those pictures, you know.
Yep.
And I was lucky to I got to meet Lemmy and stuff, you know, before he passed away. We had a friendship going with him, and he was really cool, always very nice and very big-hearted guy, you know.
Yeah, absolutely, man. That's R.I.P. to a legend. So final question here for you. If there was someone who's, like, starting a band and be just picking up an instrument and they're, like, you're, like, one of their gods, like, metal gods, Max Cavalera, what piece of advice, any piece of advice you would give to, like, a youngster that's picking up a guitar and wants to start a metal band?
Just live for it, man. Enjoy the moment. Like, put all your heroes on the wall. That stuff is all cool, man. All that stuff. I had that, you know. Mm-hmm. I remember growing up in Brazil and having, like, you know, spray painted. My mom let me do whatever I wanted to our wall, so we spray painted.
Yeah.
Death, Voivod, you know, Slayer.
She's like, what is
this? We had pictures of our heroes.
Yeah.
And I got to, you know, now I met all my heroes, man, which is great. Like, never, ever I thought that would have happened. So you got to follow your heart, your dream. Like, nothing's impossible. You know, like, once you, as long as you got that, you got the guitar and you're in the garage and you can say to the world, you know, the world attitude, it's killer.
It's all you
need. It's all you need, man. It's all you need. And eventually, if you work hard for it, things will happen, you know.
Hell yes.
Always do. You know, and this day and age is even more. With, like, there's so many more options and gateways of communication with the internet and all that, you know. So, yeah, my
nothing holding you back.
My advice for a young kid, just go for it, man, you know. Like, just and enjoy, because that time passes.
Yeah.
And
then all these dumb responsibilities come your way.
Like,
you got to do it when you can.
Now, I really enjoy what I do now, but it's still, sometimes it's kind of cool. I remember, like, the Brazilian days, you know. And it's cool. It's like part of that whole underground and stuff. And it's different, you know. So enjoy it while you're in that moment.
Yeah.
Because it you're not going to be there forever, you know. Eventually, it moves into something else. But as far as as long as you enjoy with your heart what you do, that's the key to me, that is success. You know, it's not measured in record sales, in tweets, or how many Instagram followers. None of that. It's measured in loving what you do.
Yeah.
You know, and doing with a purpose. You know, having a purpose to get up and do it every day. Have a vision and follow that vision. You know, it's killer, man. It's great. I love it. I love every second of it.
That's awesome. Max, thank you very much, man. Any final words for the Northwest audience before I let you go?
Let's f*** it up, man.
Yeah, dude.
It's going to be great. I can't wait. I think this whole tour, man, is rolling. You know?
Badass.
And like I said, hopefully we come back with more metal. Hopefully in the summer. After summer or something, with Beneath and Our Eyes.
We'll stay updated. Yes, you know? Absolutely, man.
And then I'll be working on a new Soulfly also for the future.
Awesome, man.
Upcoming future.
Max Cavalera from Soulfly here tonight at El Corazon with Toxic Holocaust. Yes.
Hell yeah, brother. Thanks, man.
This has been Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.